Hello, my friends. This is Carl, and I've decided to use the instrument today to be able to talk to you for a bit, because it has been quite some time since I've had the opportunity to speak to you through him because of different times where cancellations have happened. I wish to tell you that I find it difficult to find the words to express my amazement at times that the teachings that have been generated for this church are way beyond what I could have conceived in my own time and place, far beyond what I was capable to do. For I did not have the time or the inclination to sit down and delve into books this way. But it is with utter amazement that I discover that how deeply and how treacherously the priests have taken the truth and buried it with such malicious attempts and to denigrate the world, to so bring it down, to so impede it, just for their own selfishness. Now, of course, this was part of the message that I always used to tell you, but I never realized how deep this really went, how much worse it really was, until very recently, as I watched this instrument pour through the books and find this information. Yes, we are inspiring him and we are feeding him information, because there are people here who have had this knowledge and want it to come forth. But I personally have not been witness to it until very recently. So I wish to acknowledge that this is happening. And it brings me much pleasure that you are understanding it and learning it at this institution which I founded, which I never believed would last as long as it has and become as powerful as it has, changing people's minds. For the things that you are learning in this facility, in this building, you will take out and share with people in the world. And you will be able to spread the seeds and help people open their minds to another reality, into another form of thinking. For the time has come for that to happen. Things have already begun to happen in this world that has upset people's religious stability. Think about what happened in France with that beautiful cathedral coming down. It was beautiful to look at, but what it represented was not beautiful at all. When I was in Paris, I did not want to go there because I saw how poorly the workers who built that building and all the other cathedrals were treated. They had to risk their lives on different scaffolding, which were just pieces of wood that were just nailed together. And if one of them fell off, they wouldn't stop. They wouldn't go to his aid. They just leave him there to go into the world of spirit. And if this bothered me so much that I would not step foot in another cathedral for the rest of my life. But the fact that this building was somewhat destroyed, that whole religion is going to befall at some point, because it is not built on truth. It is not built on the truth of the man they claim was his founder. They are not following his teachings. They are following the baloney is a word I can say. That wasn't the word that was coming out. But the baloney that they created, that was the word. That was what they follow. They want people to follow, and they want to follow blindly and not to think about it and not to question the priest and do what they say. Well, their stranglehold on the people's minds is weakening. It's been weakening for the last few decades. And at one point, it is going to stop. And when it does, and when these religions that were all created by man cease, people are going to be left in confusion, for they will understand that the beliefs that were held for so long, for centuries, throughout their families, is not really the truth. And they are going to be scrambling to figure out what to believe in. And it is at that time that you will be inspired to step up as the teachers. And we will speak to you mouth to mouth as it was spoken to you. We will put the words in your mouth. You will be inspired to say things that you never thought you would say, or even thoughts that you may not ever have had. They will come out of your mouth to help the person that you're talking to, so they can understand reality. They can understand the true nature of God. That God is within. God is in your own soul. And if, how much more powerful and better the world would have been if we were all taught to talk to the God within and not talk to the God that's sitting in a piece of real estate in the sky. That's imaginary. That doesn't exist. And then we would have harnessed the power that we have as human beings to be our own gods and to manifest things into the world. But in some ways, I'm preaching to the choir because you know all of this information. But what I am inspiring you to do is that when the time comes, you need to stand in your truth. You need not to shake in your boots. You need to stand and know that what you've been exploring for so long is really what people need to understand, and you need to begin to share it with people. There will be a time when each one of you will become teachers into the world, and people will be seeking you out for the information you will know. Why is that? It's because you have this knowledge. And the knowledge that you are carrying has made your soul expand. It has changed the light around your body. And although people aren't clairvoyant and able to see that light, they are in some ways, many times, able to sense it. There may be a sense of clairsentience with them. And they will just feel that they can talk to you about this particular subject. For whatever reason, they may not be sure of what, but they will be able to talk to you. And therefore, the conversation starts. It is at that time you do not shrink within yourself. You just plant your feet and allow your soul to express itself through your mouth and say the words that you are inspired to say in that moment. For they will be the words that that particular person will need to hear. Do not be afraid of doing this. That was the message that I wanted to share with you today. I also wanted to express to you that I have been enjoying the company of our friend Jim now that he's in our world. I was not happy when he crossed over because he came over way too soon. And he could have accomplished a lot. But he is also assisting me in the work that I'm doing, as well as another one of my former students. And the three of us are working together on many projects. I wanted you to know that. I wanted you to know that that you have to understand. And it's such a hard thing to do because you can't see it. But when it comes time for you to lay aside your physical body, and you go into the world of spirit, you're not going to have this radical change. No one's going to meet you and put wings on you and a halo on you. You are just going to be yourself, just in a new body. And whatever you created in this world, and whatever your interests are in this world, and whatever you like to do, you will continue to do in the world of spirit. And that is what Jim is doing now. He's continuing to help educate people about the gifts of the spirit. But he's obviously it's spirit people who grew up in religions that didn't talk about this work, that forbid this work, that made this work the work of an evil one, which of course you understand is incorrect. But all these souls who arrive here have to unlearn what they learn and learn the true nature of spirit communication. And that is what Jim is now working on with me, as well as my friend Robert Quinn. So I wanted you to be aware of this. And again, to remind all of you that whether it's Jim or myself, We're only a thought away. And as soon as you send a thought out to us, we will be there in a split of a second. The amount of time it would take for you to snap your finger, we will be there and we will listen and we will respond. The problem is, can you hear us? We send the information to you. Some of you can pick it up, some of you pick it up at times, and some of you can't. But we're there, and we support you. And we work the best way we can to influence you and to guide you from this dimension along your path of your life's journey. I kind of hijacked the medium. He wasn't sure whether he would go into trance or do message work, but I made my presence well known to him, and he allowed me to speak today. So with all that, I have given you much to think about over your summer break, and I wish you a very happy summer. But take time to attune to us, even if it's only 5 minutes a day. Sit yourself down and invite us in. And just be with us. For that is the way the link between your world and our world is built up. That is the way that someday, if you do not hear our voice, you will suddenly hear it. If you do not see it, see us, you will suddenly start to see us. It's the way we can to build up communication between the two dimensions. For when you sit in what we call sitting in the power, when you sit and open yourself up to spirit, you are blending your frequency with our frequency. And the more that happens, and the more that you become attuned and can accept that, the more easy it becomes for us to put thoughts in your mind and respond to your questions. For that really is how it's going to happen. If you're clairaudient, you're not going to hear a booming voice give you the answer. You're going to hear the still small voice within your own mind giving you the answer. And then when you learn to trust that voice, you have established a communication between your world and mine. So with that, I leave you my blessings. I leave you my best will, my best thoughts. I love you all greatly, and I miss all of you as well. But I am with you, and I'm around you frequently. My love to you all.